pocket crowd notion.
Well, tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
Americans are making crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to the WBHN New Jersey podcast. And now here's your host.
What is up, Black Helicopter Nation? You're listening to WBHN New Jersey, and I'm your host, President Zen One. This is episode 99, folks. Thank you so much for joining us on this Saturday, December 30th, 2017, as this year is coming to a close rapidly. And it's currently 18 degrees and snowing here in Bradley Beach at the Jersey Shore. Current time is 3:10 p.m. For first-time listeners, WBHN is a lighthearted podcast where we discuss current events, society and culture, the paranormal. We have guests, offbeat topics, and much, much more. So share this podcast with family, friends, and loved ones. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Now, we've got a great show for you today, folks. I've got a stack of news here in front of me to get to. For example, UFO existence proved beyond a reasonable doubt, says former Pentagon X-Files chief. Gaming disorder may get classified as a mental health condition. Rosie O'Donnell won't stop sexually harassing Ben Shapiro on Twitter. Man opens portal in his bedroom. So all that and much more on this edition of the podcast. Now, before we get started, I want to take a moment to make a few quick announcements. We're going to be trying to expand the news team in 2018. We're trying to get people on board with us that want to host episodes or do record special reports that doesn't pay. But if this is something you'd be interested in, tweet me at President Zen One. Also, I'm trying to get a video simulcast going of the podcast. That is something that is a goal for 2018. We are having new segments. If you have questions for me, hit me up. We're going to have a Q&A, a mailbag segment. I have no Q&As this episode, but hit me up on Twitter at PresidentZen1, and I will field any questions you have for me. Also, we are going to be doing, we've adopted a new segment. This is inspired by one of the Friends of the Show podcasts, Stamp of Approval, where I will give a recommendation of some sort on something, whether it is what I am currently binge-watching or playing on the PS4 or drinking as far as craft beer is concerned. Something along those lines. And this episode will be the very first. Also, I'm also considering accepting music from underground artists to play on the podcast. We'll see how this evolves, but maybe I can start off by ending the podcast with their song. Also, working on a set schedule, I know I've been saying that for a year, but we are going to be getting on track real soon during this hiatus since the Halloween episode number 98 and now episode 99. We will be releasing more episodes on a consistent basis. That's a fact. Once we get past this 100th episode next step, we're going to be pumping out more episodes. And finally, we're going to possibly have some merch for the Black Helicopter Nation. So that's something in 2018 that you can expect to see. All right, folks, that's gonna wrap up announcements. That's gonna wrap up this segment. All right, switching gears.
Here's what's happening in local events.
Okay, New Year's Eve is quickly approaching. And are you looking for something to do? Here's an option. Ring in 2018 with the Porta family. A Prosecco toast at 6 p.m. to celebrate the Italian New Year. We've got late night pizza till 2 a.m. Drink specials. Honey Jack and Jack Fire shots. Jack Daniels cocktails. Bottles of champagne. And Espolon tequila. But also DJ Za, DJ O, DJ Kel, and Chris Lead. Check them out at pizzaporta.com for more information. Guess what? There's more New Year's Eve things going down in Asbury Park, New Jersey. party like it's 1999 at Asbury Park's hottest dance party. DJ Tyler Valentine and DJ Funsize will be spinning your favorite throwbacks as we bring in the new year. $5 cover, $40 VIP access to onstage lounge and private bar. To book your private section, call 732-977-5284. For tickets, check out ticketweb.com. Also in local events, one more, New Year's Eve, DJ Delight with DJ Marguerite King and DJ Ron Santi at the Asbury Park Yacht Club. Folks, there's so much going on.
With news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you will hear it here on WBHN New Jersey. You're listening to Black Helicopter News hosted by Andrew Robinson. What's in the news?
Man opens portal in his bedroom. This article's on disclosed.tv. There is this video that's been going around, and it's really convincing to some people that this gentleman opened up a portal using sound frequencies. Now, there's skeptics, obviously. They say it's just a hoax. There's also those that say it's possibly true. You could see that a fracture in reality started to occur. And in fact, after a minute, this little tear in reality, this little dimensional rift opened and it got bigger. And on the other side, you could see it took him to another. It opened up a portal to a distance that was obviously not in that room. It gradually glows and opens up into the portal. The man said the viewers are looking at a gateway or wormhole to Sedona using a mixture of two sound generators. Do you think that this is possible? Did you see the video? I'll put the link in the description. Check it out. I'm not here to give my opinion. I'm indifferent on the issue. Let's see what some of the people are saying. You got Sean saying, totally fake. Both those frequencies of sound are in use all the time, every day. If it were real, portals would be opening up all over the place. We've actually got a clip, Mr. Producer Man. Camera 6, go!
We have an online tone generator set to 528, which is developed by Thomas D. Zanelski. Thank you, Thomas. I notice here it can be used for science experiments. I would say so. Go ahead and play that. Here, 528 tone. I'll stop it before anything happens. Up here, I also have another tone generator set to 525, and I'm about to show you what will happen with that. There we go, 528. And already you can see a much more stable fracture. Okay, I have to do this quick because this stuff does not last. 525. I hear the fluctuation there. Here we go. You are witnessing a gate. Portal, wormhole, stargate, whatever you want to call it, from this bedroom to another state using a mixture of two solid tones.
So does this man sound trustworthy? In some of the brief analysis, we've studied the video, and it would have costed him thousands upon thousands of dollars to have edited this with CGI. Check out the video. The link to the story and the video are going to be in the description for this podcast. But check it out, folks. Hit me up on Twitter. I'm so curious if you think this is real or fake. This guy sounds like he's not lying. He sounds like the manager of his store, somebody really trustworthy. Also in the news, UFO existence proved beyond reasonable doubt, says former Pentagon X-Files chief. This is on thedailywire.com. A man who was in charge of a secret Pentagon program designed to investigate extraterrestrial craft says he believes the existence of UFOs have been proved beyond a reasonable doubt. That is a quote. Speaking to The Telegraph, Luis Elizondo, a career intelligence officer with the Department of Justice who served 5 years as the head of the DOJ's Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, the so-called X-Files, said that in his course of his job, he regularly saw aircraft that did not belong to any nation and believes the Earth is most certainly visited by alien life. Wow, folks, this is big news. This is crazy. What do you think about this? Now, let's see what the people are saying. Not W says, show me just one in focus, undoctored, not even for color balance photo, just one. There's millions of high resolution cameras all over the planet. Why isn't any of the photos in focus? Not one in focus photo or video. So Matthew Jenke replies, that's because UFOs are blurry. You can't take a clear picture if the subject is blurry. Yeah, folks, that's true. What do you think about this? Please let me know. Hit me up on Twitter or the comments.
You're listening to WBHN New Jersey. brought to you by the Armageddon Records Media Network and made possible by viewers like you. This is a special report.
All right, check it out, folks. This next story is kind of serious. That involves the death of a 28-year-old father. This all started over a competitive Call of Duty game for $1.50 in prize winnings. So it gets very heated online, especially in that game. So a couple days ago, there was a competitive match between two groups, and they were playing on PlayStation 4 team game 4-on-4. They started arguing after the match, and they started talking heavy shit to each other, and one of them was like threatening to SWAT the other person. And the person on the other team was like, "Do it, bitch," and gave out his address. And he said, "I'll be waiting here. You'll get 5 years in jail." So the person that wanted to SWAT the other guy, he didn't do it himself. He gave the address to somebody that's known for SWATting and never getting caught. Swatistic. And this is crazy, but this person swatted him. The person came to the door at the house that was 28-year-old father, had nothing to do with the game. He opens the door, gets shot by cops. Then they take the family out, cuff them in their fucking bare feet in the cold. This is in Wichita. And then they go in and then they find out that it was a hoax, that the kid was swatted over a video game. And then, because they said that there was hostages there.
And we've got homicides, actually a blah, clip blah, blah, blah. Of That's this goes, video
fake reports.
For you right and, now, folks.
Yeah, so one person died as a result of this over
so,
a dollar
Mr. Producer
$50
man,
and pride
Camera
of playing
nine.
Stupid
go.
Fucking game. Dumb as shit. And you know what? We actually have a clip of the mother of the household telling her side of the story. Here's a clip from the Wichita Eagle, the local news from that geographical region where this all transpired. Camera 6, Mr. Producer Man, go.
I had seen the red and blue lights flashing in my window. I heard my son scream. I got up and then I heard a shot. And the police said, "Come out with your hands up." They took me, my roommate, and my granddaughter, who witnessed the shooting and had to step over her dying uncle's body. They took us outside with no shoes on. They handcuffed us. They didn't call the ambulance until after he was dead. And what gives the cops the right to open fire? Why didn't they give him the same warning they gave us? That cop murdered my son over a false report in the first place. My son was not a gamer.
No, so they just knocked on the door. It was
they didn't point. Knock on the door. My son opened it because he heard something.
That's really sad what happened, folks. And just this goes to show you how much toxicity is online. And a lot of these people are kids. And people are swatting. They're calling racial hate speech. It all goes down online. It's crazy. I'm just going to run through some more headlines and give some quick takes, some hot takes on the issues. Pope Francis, "The devil is much more intelligent than us." This is on Disclosed TV. He warns that the devil's more intelligent than mortals. Yeah, no shit. We know the fucking devil's smart. He's been destroying the fucking globe for as long as humanity's been around, helping the rich get richer. Let's briefly take a sidetrack into some liberal fuckery that's going on right now. Article. Wow, this woman stood up to gender norms by naming her son Vagina. Folks, we're going to stop right there. This is absolutely degenerate. Start the ovens. Ready for one more piece of fuckery? This is in the Houston Chronicle. Father sentenced to 40 years after murdering man who sexually abused his daughter. Man, free his ass. He didn't do a damn thing wrong. This is why we gotta start building giant ovens and just throwing the fucking degenerate people in them. All right, that's gonna wrap up this episode. I gotta get out of here, folks. Take care. Signing off.